The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. 1 Corinthians 12:21.
Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Who Do You Need? Was written and read by Mike Whitmer.
First Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 14, 18, and 21 through 27. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. Who do you need? A famous athlete sat tall in his seat as he prepared to fly to the championship bout he knew he'd win. A flight attendant walked by and said, Sir, please fasten your seatbelt. The man smiled. Superman don't need no seatbelt. She replied without missing a beat, Superman don't need no airplane. Buckle up. And he did. Success can swell our heads. We don't need a seatbelt or a flight attendant telling us what to do. We can take care of ourselves. If we bring this attitude to church, we're like an eye that says to the hand, I don't need you. Or a head that says to the feet, I don't need you. The truth is, every part of the body is needed. And those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. We're made in the image of the triune God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who thrive in an interdependent community of love. The God who exists in perfect relationship within Himself made us to be in relationship with others in life and in the church. We're not all the same, and that's a good thing. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? We're not all the same, but we're all indispensable. Who helps you at your local body of Christ? Tell them you notice, that you see them, and thank them for their service. And ask God to show you where you can serve other believers. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for placing us in the body of Christ, where we can be cared for and care for others in need. Please empower us to serve from where you've placed us, and help us to humbly receive the gifts and service of our brothers and sisters. It's in your name that we pray. Amen.
As you go about your day, reflect on these questions. Why did God create us to need others? Who can you thank for their service to you?